This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think it's great. I'm excited for him because of the journey he's had, you know, to get back in between the lines and playing, and obviously give all the medical people a ton of credit of helping him get to that point. And, you know, I think he really always has felt pretty good about his situation here in Chicago, you know, which I think is great. And I think he's been a great inspiration to a lot of us, and I'm just happy that he's in between the lines playing, and he's got an opportunity to continue doing that, which is great.
Bulls head coach Billy Donovan talking about Lonzo Ball. Last night, the Bulls announced a two-year deal with Lonzo Ball, a team option on that second year. If he finishes the deal, he'll make $20 million. And I'm stuck, Speaks, between some feelings on this.
Okay.
You know, like, we've been talking about Lonzo and, like, this medical miracle and how much I respect his game.
You love his game and you love the story and
I like the dude.
You like him as a big brother.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I know.
Absolutely. So that part, I can just kind of put over here and go, I'm so happy for Lonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so happy he did the work. He never lost faith. He kept working, kept grinding. The medical people have created sort of a miracle.
Yes, they have.
Here, one, that he could just kind of walk. Two, that he got back. Three, that he's now finding that athleticism again, even though he's not playing back-to-back games. I just kind of wish that it would be over. Like, this whole era of Bulls stuff would be over, and he's kind of, he's the most frustrating, like, part of it.
Oh,
because had he been healthy.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Are these last 4 years?
Yeah, no, I get that, because the constant outcry was from them, clearly was like, if we had Lonzo, then things would have come together. No, I get that. Yeah, you got to divorce that past from the future and think about it from this way for next year and beyond, okay? You have a salary floor. You have to hit a certain number at a salary floor. You're going to pay some people while you're being bad. And the number that they are going to pay him next year of under $10 million, and then the option is for just over $10 million next year, is basically an NBA minimum deal. This guy doesn't have any value out there right now because of the understandable question about what his future is actually going to be, what his present could be. He's up to 26, 28 minutes. He can't play back-to-backs. No team that's actually trying to do something is going to go get him. Maybe they could have included him as some kind of piece if in a bigger deal, but let's just think about him as a property. He's not a very valuable property for another team at the deadline. And you're going to need bodies, And if he can play, if things do move forward, then you will have actually tremendous value in a guy like this that you could, of course, turn around and trade next year, or you could use to teach people how to play ball. Because as you yourself know, nobody plays a more beautiful brand of ball. When he's rolling, he is not only a guy you want your players to learn from, he's a guy everybody wants to play with. You go to the gym, you're like, let me play with that guy.
His basketball IQ is through the bleeping roof.
If Matas Bezelis is going to learn how to be an NBAer and think about every way that you should think about using your tools in an NBA offense, learn from that guy. Watch that guy's work ethic.
And you're right, Speaks. The mid-level exception for next year. You want to take a guess at it?
This is good because he's making nine. Mid-level exception. It's in the 20s, isn't it?
Nuh-uh. The mid-level exception is...
Throw 14?
13 and a half, yep.
Okay.
So if you think of it that way and say that they're getting him for way less than the mid-level exception.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing for a guy who could be so much. Like, there's incredible value, possibly. And at the very least, he's going to help your rebuild guys learn how to play ball and play in the right way. And so, like, there's that part of it. And then the other thing is, Lawrence, is like, they ended up investing in each other. Bulls paid him. Bulls paid him for 3 years.
That's true.
At 20 mil. He's got to be appreciative on some level of like, oh, thanks for working with me and giving me this chance, letting me seek all my own doctors, dealing with my crazy ass father. Like, thanks for being a partner here. Why don't I give you guys just a nice little easy deal? You want a one-on-one? Sure. You want to pay me 10? That's great. I already made 60 these last 3 years. Didn't play a dime for you. So it is a win-win to me, this little contract. I wish I could just see it in the bubble. And if you saw it in the bubble, you might be able to accept it a little easier.
I mean, after hearing you talk about it, I'm closer to it than maybe I'm projecting out. But it's still like, come on, man. Especially when you get this on the backside of it.
Tell me.
This from Mark Stein.
Yeah, because this is about Vooch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is.
The Warriors made another run at Chicago's Nikola Vucevic.
We're outside of the bubble now.
On NBA trade deadline day, league sources say, but the talks fizzled as the teams could not agree on trade construction.
All right. So the Warriors wanted Vooch. Mm-hmm. And the Bulls kept him because they couldn't agree on trade construction?
I don't know.
So what is that? So that either means the quality of compensation, which you referenced in transition, is possible. Like, that would be bad. Or maybe it's a third team and a fourth team like you need these days. Does AK not know how to use the third and fourth team?
I don't know, but it just, all of it, it drives you crazy.
Why do we need Utah involved?
Well, we're going to hear from him later on. In the 5 o'clock hour, you're going to hear from Arturis Karnišovas.
How many teams do I need to talk to?
And we're going to try to figure out a way to make it as entertaining as possible. but when we come back, we're excited. Friend of the station, Nick Allegretti, he's going to preview the Super Bowl for us and talk about Caleb and talk about Jaden Daniels and talk about dealing with Jalen Carter. There's a lot to discuss. Chicago's own Nick Allegretti next here on The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.